Hey everybody, welcome to Self Help Witch. I'm Dana, and today we are talking about the upcoming astrology for July, August, and September of 2022, aka Q3. So we're doing a little two-part series with this. Today we're going to focus just on what Mercury is doing over the next few months, and then tomorrow we're going to talk about Mars. So in the meantime, before we get into that, I do want to share, I've got a sale going on just in time for the solstice on my quarterly reading forecast package. This is a package of four forecast readings delivered to you every 3 months, where you're going to get a personalized forecast reading based on either your birth chart or your business's chart for what's to come and how that's going to show up for you specifically. So in these videos, I give like a general overview of kind of like what the energy is going to be. But in these forecast readings, it's going to be very specific to what is coming up for you with your chart. So again, it's a package of four, and this is obviously great for anybody that's got a goal they're trying to execute over the next 3 months. It's always helpful to know the energy that you're kind of walking into so that you know how to leverage it and work with it in a way that's going to help you. However, if you don't have specific goals you're working on, this is still a great package for you because what it's going to help you do is develop a mindfulness around the astrology of the moment. And that's actually how you really get to know the planets and kind of go beyond the keywords. It's by actually witnessing how the astrology is showing up in your real life. So when you have a sort of preview of what's to come for you, you can be a little more mindful when it actually arrives and say, okay, this is what I'm noticing. This is what's kind of coming into my field. And in that way, you develop a really deep felt sense of how astrology shows up for you. So if you're interested, I will definitely put the link down below for you, as well as the coupon code, but you'll go to my website, selfhelpwitch.com, you'll hover over astrology services and find quarterly forecast reading packages. You can read all about it here, and when you're ready to book, you've got two options. You can pay in full, or you can choose a payment plan that'll be billed every 3 months. Now, this 10% off sale is good for both options. I personally hate it when people only have a code for a pay in full option. I think that's bullshit. So you can use the code for either option. The code is SOLSTICE10, and that code is gonna expire after 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday. So again, you'll go to selfhelpwitch.com, hover over the quarterly forecast reading packages option to get that. Okie doke. So let's get into Mercury and what Mercury is doing in Q3. So we're getting a couple Mercury Kazemis in Q3, which is great for insights. They definitely have two different flavors, as we're going to see in a moment. And we're also getting a Mercury retrograde with some heavy Virgo energy in the mix. So there's kind of a lot going on for Mercury. Let's start with the July 16th Kazemi. So we can see the Sun and Mercury at 23 degrees Cancer. This Kazemi is obviously in a water sign, and it is also trining Neptune in Pisces. So what does it mean when we have Mercury in the heart of the Sun, this logical, discerning, analytical planet, being infused with solar energy in Cancer, cardinal water, trining Neptune in mutable water, Pisces? Well, the first thing I think of is this is excellent for creative insights or any kind of creative pursuit at all. Allowing yourself to get lost in the fantasy at this moment is going to help you get some kind of deeper insight. So I would highly recommend taking some time aside around July 16th to really lose yourself in some kind of creative pursuit. A side note I want to add here is we really elevate and exalt the logical mind in our society, and we tend to treat imagination as if it's not real. And I would argue that that's really wrong. I don't know about you, but my imagination has allowed me to do so much. Like, if I couldn't imagine that I could be an astrologer, I wouldn't be doing this, because my logical mind for a long time said, no, you can't do that. You don't know anything about it, right? So And yeah, there's a little bit of inner critic there, right? But the point is, we need our imagination. It is useful. It is helpful. And it does help us get to where we're going. There's a time and a place for it. And this Kazemi is an excellent time and a place for it. So embrace it during this time. another thing I want to say about this is Cancer energy is all about creation. It's the season that's initiated by the summer solstice, which, as we know, is the moment of peak sunlight. And from there, that solstice moment, the sunlight starts to wane and the days gradually get shorter. So this is symbolic of spirit, aka the sun, descending into matter, getting closer to earth. This is why we associate Cancer with motherhood and birthing, because that spirit, which is represented by the sun, is literally descending and getting closer to the earth at the moment of the solstice. So all of this to say, with Cancer energy being a part of this, with Neptune trining, and the fact that we're in watery signs, this is like prime creative energy. It's also really great for spiritual insights, because Neptune does have the ability to dissolve and kind of help us go like beyond the veil. I highly recommend, if you're into tarot, if you're into any kind of divination, I think this day you're probably going to get some really cool insights from that. So I would absolutely take the time on this day to give yourself some free time to let your imagination run wild. See what comes up for you. It's probably going to be very helpful in a way that you wouldn't expect. So from there, we're going to move into August 4th when Mercury enters Virgo. So Virgo is Mercury's feminine domicile or home sign, and Virgo energy is all about discernment, just like Mercury. So if you think about the time of the year Virgo is happening, it's like the moment before the harvest, right? We're separating the wheat from the chaff. We're deciding what stays and what goes. So Virgo energy is about being resourceful. It's about being analytical. It's having the discernment to know what you need and what you don't, and then having the analytical prowess to know how to use what you've got in a strategic way. So from August 4th to 22nd, this is a great time to strategize, to edit. So if you are working on any kind of creative goal or plan or something you're trying to bring into the world, this is the moment, August 4th to 22nd, where I would really edit. I would try to be in a place where I can start like refining whatever I'm working on by that time. And I say through August 22nd because August 22nd to September 9th, Mercury is entering its pre-retrograde shadow. So let's go ahead and jump to Mercury retrograde. That's starting on the 10th. Okay, Mercury will be retrograde September 10th through October 2nd, and it's going to move back into Virgo on September 23rd. So this is super interesting. Let's take a look. So you can see right around 7 a.m. Central Time where I am, Mercury is going to be Kazemi with the Sun at 0 degrees Libra. A few fascinating things about this Kazemi. First of all, the Sun is in its fall in Libra. It's opposite the sign of its exaltation, which is Aries. So all that means is the Sun does not do well. It's not very shiny in Libra. And really, this is because this is the moment where Sun is fading. It's fall. And the Sun is falling from the sky. It's coming closer and closer to the Earth. And so we have less sunlight. And what this means for us in terms of how it plays out in our lives is there's more of an emphasis on the we instead of the me during Libra season. We see more themes of relating and relationships. So it's maybe less about our individuality and our unique gifts that the Sun represents. Now, the other thing about this is Venus is opposing Neptune. So all this to say, this chart's energy feels a little moody. It feels a little destabilized in terms of like identity and having a sense of self. And I say this, you know, with Venus and Neptune's situation in mind, because Venus is about relationships and relating and harmony. And again, Neptune dissolves. And when these planets are at odds with each other, we may feel like the way we relate to people in our relationships might feel a little fuzzy. Neptune has this ability to dissolve and make things foggy. So that coupled with the Sun's ingress into Libra, it may just feel like relationships feel a little confusing at this time. But within like an hour, Mercury will go back into its home sign of Virgo. So it feels like some insight that we're immediately able to do something with despite the retrograde. And because of everything I just talked about with the Sun in Libra and with Venus opposing Neptune, it does feel like we're going to get some insight from our relationships. I do want to take a moment to say, retrogrades get such a bad rep in the like astro meme world. It's fun and funny to make fun of retrogrades, but I am here to tell you that they're helpful in their own way and they're nothing to fear, because what they do is help us see things that we've missed and things that we need, right? That we need to know. This essential information we need to proceed to have a solid foundation. And that feels especially true with this retrograde because Mercury's going back into its mutable earth sign of Virgo. So it's able to go back with this new piece of information and relay the foundation so that when the retrograde is over, we can move forward on more solid ground. So all of this is really emphasizing for me that I think our relationships are going to be great teachers for us around this time. So watch for other people being mirrors for you. Pay attention to the dynamics in your closest relationships. And I would say also watch out for projection during this time. If you're finding yourself irritated, annoyed, bothered, pointing fingers at other people, it's that old saying, remember, three more are pointing back at you, right? So pay attention to what your relationships are teaching you around this time. So that's what I've got for you guys today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk all about Mars's situation over the next couple months. You will not want to miss that. There's a lot going on with Mars. And don't forget, in the meantime, the sale on my quarterly forecast reading packages is still going on. It will go through Wednesday. Use code SOLSTICE10 to get 10% off the pay in full or payment plan option. I will have all of that down below. And I'll see y'all tomorrow.